time for Folk Box in the Voice of Russia World Service, a feature tailor-made for all those who love folk art. I'm your host, Svetlana Yakimenko. Welcome to Russia in May. We're always so anxious as we await this wonderful time of the year. It is so magical. You see, in our part of the world, spring only starts in May, and that means it's time for the warm weather to set in, albeit for a very short period of time. May is always a great joy, since it brings Easter. Even if it's a year when Easter falls late, it still comes no later than the first days of May. And of course, May in Russia means a gloriously scented bouquet of tender and wonderful as the meadow flowers, melodies. The aura of a Russian May, as I see it, can be felt really well with the help of these lines penned by my great compatriot, writer Ivan Turgenev. One can see all around quite clearly. There, beyond the copse, a village, and slightly farther away, another one with a white church. And there is a birch grove. After that, a swamp. The herd is coming in your direction. You climb up a hill. What a view opens up. The river weaves its way through the mist, and beyond it, the watered-down green hue of the meadows, and beyond them, low hills. Up in the distance, the peewits fly above the swamp, their cries cutting across the air. Through the moist glare spilt in the air, the distance comes through with extra clarity. Turgenev wrote thus about the places where he spent a great many years, the central area of Russia, Tula region. And the reason why I wanted to quote from him today is because this next song, a springtime song, also hails from around those areas. Songs of May are unlike anything else. Take the Russian birches. In May, they come out with their tender green leaves, resembling gentle wavy curls. It's true, the young greenery does seem to form intricate lace-like patterns. Well, the songs of May are like that as well.
Ролая. А у меня же, я у меня, ой, доброго молодца. Ой, жонка и захворолая. Ай, ты хворая, ты хворай, ой, жены господа больния. Ой, хворай по больния. Жены господа скорея, убирай поскорее. Отпускай, ой, меня доброго молодца,
Do you know what kind of songs the Russians have most of in May? Ring dance songs. It's the custom here. The ring dancers aren't only accompanied by instrumental music, but most often by songs. Ring dancers are a feature characteristic of many peoples, and it's hardly surprising that the Russians have set aside the month of May for them. Every people since olden times imbued this dance with magical properties and significance. It's the motion of the sun, as though attracting warmth and, accordingly, life itself. Spring hails the birth of new life. It's the threshold of summer, with harvest and well-being. So the ring dancers helped request the sun to mete out more good weather, lush green grass as a bountiful harvest, and general well-being and prosperity.
Thank you.
Listened here are totally unique songs, sung only in May. Swing songs. Indeed, they are connected with the fact that in Russia around this time, huge swings were traditionally set up that could accommodate almost 20 people. There was an artless but nonetheless wise wisdom in this custom, because it was here that acquaintances were struck up. When boy and girl found themselves on such a swing, they might exchange a glance or two, touch one another accidentally, and then it was easier to begin talking to one another. May was a month of active matchmaking. It's not accidentally, yet another typically May genre of Russian folklore emerged, kissing songs.
Прикатили две тарелочки прямо к Мане на коленочки. И Маня, барышня печальная, на ей платье венчальное. Она ходит, улыбается, поцелова дожидается. У нас Ваня зубоскал, со стола блины таскал. Брось привычку, не балуй, бери барышню целуй. Вот какой большой, высокий, только веники ломать, только веники ломать, да девчонок целовать.
But Russian May wouldn't be the May we know without songs that folklorists refer to most seriously as songs of the Yegoryev cycle. Simply speaking, there is such a holiday, Yegoryev Day. Yegory is a Russian saint and also an ancient hero who slayed the dragon. And he is a patron saint of shepherds, farm animals, grasses, and breads, all in one. Yegoryev Day is marked on the 6th of May. It's from this day they mark the actual beginning of Russian spring. Yegory has come. Spring will not leave now. Yegory drags spring to the threshold, go the Russian sayings.
Я луга моя зеленая.
It's on this day the herds are first let out into the pastures. The shepherd comes up to every single cow, sheep, and tenderly strokes it, bidding it welcome, and gently touching it with a willow branch, one left over from pre-Easter palm, or here in Russia, Pussy Willow Sunday. And then he sings the song about Saint Yegory.
Христос воскрес, Сыне Божий, а я был, пребывал, в чистом поле ночевал. Христос воскрес, Сыне Божий, в чистом поле ночевал, и коней выпасал. Христос воскрес, Сыне Божий, все коней выпасал с жеребятами. Христос воскрес, Сыне Божий, жеребятками, сестелятками. Христос воскрес, Сыне Божий, ай, жеребчики, осёлы саи. Христос воскрес, Сыне Божий, ай, телётушки, да выше матушки. Христос воскрес, Сыне Божий, они в поля идут, побырыкивают. Христос воскрес, Сыне Божий, а с поля идут, все помыкивают. Христос воскрес, Сыне Божий, дарите ж вы нас, не томите ж вы нас. Христос воскрес, Сыне Божий, не хуже дарить, поедем с нами. Христос воскрес, Сыне Божий, пойдем с нами, да собак дразнить. Христос воскрес, Сыне Божий, собак дразнить, грязи месить. Христос воскрес, Сыне Божий.
It is believed that exactly on the day of Saint Yegory, the first dews come, believed to be of curative properties. The youngsters would be sent off to run across this dew barefoot, while the parents would chant, "May you be as healthy as Yegory of Dew." The children run across the still cold soil, followed by a noisy band of young people. Leading them is a cute fellow, all decked out in branches with tender green leaves. On his head, a round bread loaf. The point was not to let it drop. Nobody knows where this custom hailed from. But then this whole jolly crowd approaches the edge of the village. They make a big bonfire and sit themselves around it. Yes, again a circle, like the sun. Then they take that round loaf of bread and share it. However, if one of the girls gets a bigger slice, it's a sign she'll be getting married soon.
Oh,
This is what Russia in May is all about. Nature awakening, ancient customs, many of which have miraculously reached our day, and remarkable songs, tender, intricate, and as radiant as the springtime sun. Folk Box, in the voice of Russia World Service.